1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we are pleased to have...
Mark Daly is with us this morning.
Thank
He's the
you.
Dean of International Education at Emporia State University. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing
well,
good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so how are things in the international education portion of Emporia State? How's the fall semester been?
Things are doing pretty well. We're staying busy. Happy to see the numbers are starting to come back, recover from the pandemic, and
Yeah, because that really was dealt a blow, wasn't it? I mean, as far as international students, that turned out to be pretty complex to get students over here, wasn't it?
It sure was. It seemed like any which way the world could block them, it seemed to just get out there and block them. But things are loosening up now, and people are on the move.
Before we start talking about the immediate need for host families here, Mark, let's talk a little bit about the international, I guess, student contingent. Just in general terms, where are students finding Emporia State from?
Well, we've got close to 45 different countries represented, so it's pretty wide still. It's been a pretty wide number of countries for a while. A lot of countries in Asia in particular, starting from really just South Asia all the way over to China, Korea, Japan. We've been working off a lot in the last few years to develop the Latin American market, Central America and South America, and we're happy to see those numbers picking up now.
So how does that keep you busy recruiting then, Mark?
It sure does, yeah. It keeps the staff busy. In fact, I just got back from a trip to South America. I was in Chile, Peru, and Ecuador, and we had some really good results there. We're hoping to see some applications come in any day now.
So what do those trips consist of? It can't be an easy process, I wouldn't think.
No, it's not easy in any way you look at it. Lots of heavy bags and lots of miles in the plane, and in this case we had... pretty high elevation of about 10,000 feet in the valley floor in Quito in the end, so we were also lacking a little bit of oxygen.
Well, that happens.
Is that a first?
we're at sea level and high in the mountains, but we have fairs. So the State Department organizes fairs, so we meet with families, high school families, and also students who have a bachelor's or they're at a university already, they want to transfer. We also meet right at high schools and at universities, so we have a bunch of different options there, and we take advantage of them to get the word out there about ESU.
So all these visits are planned obviously prior to your arriving then, correct?
Yes, yeah, there's okay. a lot of strategic planning way before we get on the plane. Yeah.
Understood. And along those lines here, Mark, what are you and your other staffers really highlighting when it comes to Emporia State and the experience that students can get from around the world right here?
No, that's an excellent question. Most of our students actually come from cities of well over a million, many 10 and even 20 million. So we're definitely honest that we are a small town. So we talk about a small town. We talk about what Kansas is. We say this is a great, safe place to come and see a part of the real United States that they don't necessarily see in TV, a good, conducive place to study, do well, and a place to really connect with other students and with their faculty because of those small classes and that individualized attention that the university gives them.
So are you finding that, international students are intrigued with the programming and opportunities that they would have here education-wise at ESU?
They really are, and as you can maybe imagine, when we're at these tables in Santiago, Chile, a lot of them don't even know Kansas exists. So when we start to unpack what Kansas is in Emporia and then ESU, it opens up their eyes. This is a nice price point. It's an attractive place to go. It's safe. It's affordable. And when we recruit internationally, we're recruiting often with mom and dad there too. Yeah. So it's the whole package.
So what's are the popular programs at ESU? Are they in the, like, as we've heard this before, the ESU strike zone? I mean, as far as nursing, business, what seems to be the most popular offering from ESU? Teaching?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we focus on the strike zone for sure. We're focusing an awful lot on what the School of Business offers, largely because business has always been popular, and it continues to be. We're working more to do better connections with education and nursing, but it takes a little bit more because of licensing and other international connections. But we're certainly hitting that strike zone.
Well, let's talk about the things at hand immediately here, Mark, and that's the need of host families for what a contingent of Danish students, huh?
Exactly, and that's part of what our outreach is, too. We try to make relationships with high schools in markets that we're wanting to do better in. And you know, resonated, and Denmark is one of those. My background is in Northern European studies and things like that, so we've been cultivating relationships in the Jutland Peninsula part of Denmark. That's the small sort of farm area of okay. Denmark. And we have some high school groups coming this fall, and we're looking for host families. These kids are all in a special themed high school that where we know that they're all going to study business eventually. So this is great. We get them on our campus, get them thinking about business. So we try to connect them with the School of Business. And also, since they are a high school, we connect them to the teacher's college and show them what college life like is, like for a few weeks on campus. But then the host families is something they want to have as well. So we're looking for some home stays for them. The first group arrives October 3rd, and we need families from October 3rd to October 11th, and the second group October 15th through the 21st.
Okay.
What are some of the different things that host families, I guess, need to keep in mind? And maybe some of those that, you know, they may have some concerns about that really are unfounded when it comes to being a host family.
Well, one thing about Danish students in particular, they tend to be pretty independent. They don't need a lot of service. They listen really well. They'll follow the house rules. It's really good to be clear and direct with them, and they respect that. And so it's nice. I think some parents think, "Oh my gosh, I've got kids, or I'm done with my kids. I don't need to. I don't want to be babysitting for the whole week." But they're quite independent, and they're pretty busy too. So we have activities for them starting in the morning. So we ask the host families to help get them to the campus in the morning, and then they're busy all the way till just a little bit before dinner. So they're not underfoot all day. And then on the weekends, we really want you to just try to see what you would normally do or what you think would be fun, and then just to involve them in that. No need to invent something new for that weekend.
So basically, you're looking at one weekend, you know, for the students. And, well, these are 18, 19-year-olds, is that correct?
Yes, 18, 19-year-old, quite mature. Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the requirements then specifically for the host families?
Well, we define family pretty broadly. It doesn't have to be a traditional family. We just need a home where the people in that family in that home are interested in having some folks come. We need to have at least two students, which makes good sense. One thing you wouldn't necessarily think about with with Europeans is they're fine sharing a room. In some cases, if you got a queen bed, a big extra bed there, they're fine even sharing a bed, which is nice because not all of us happen to have two twin beds just waiting for people to show up. So need to have two, and feel free to, you know, they can share that bedroom as well.
Mark, from your perspective, what makes this type of an experience from a residence perspective here, so somebody who's willing to open up their house, what are some of the different things that they get out of this interaction, even though it's possibly, you know, it's not a full semester, it may only be just parts of a week, but what can they get out of this experience, and how does this help to connect the town to the gown, if you wanted to say that?
No, that's a great question. If you talk to the families who've done this, even for these short periods, it's really quite a treat for them. They get a chance to learn about a part of a country, the Jutland Peninsula in Denmark, that they don't necessarily think about every day. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a closer look into that. They get to the Danish teenagers are they like to talk about politics. They like to talk about economics. So it's a great way to really engage with older teenagers about things. I think a lot of families, when they're all done with this experience, find out that through all the conversations, they've examined an awful lot about their own country, and in the end, they think, "Oh gosh, all the talks we had, I'm really understand a little bit more about how the rest of the world might see some of the things we do in the U.S."
So you expected what, breakfast and supper each day, lunch too, and. So are they happy with American cuisine for the most part?
food's a tricky issue, right? I think they are, but they're also teenagers. So on the one hand, they'll bellyache, and then they'll say, "Oh, all we eat is high-fat beef." But then they'll say, "Can I get some more fries?" But I think so far it's worked out really well on that level, too. They And being from sort of rural Jutland, I mean, they're used to beef and pork and potatoes and things like that. So it's pretty similar.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. There you
perfect.
Go. Mark, is this something that this type of an experience and this type of an opportunity, something that goes through your office on a regular basis every given semester or every given academic year?
It is. We're like I said, we're trying to develop this relationship for recruiting purposes, to yeah. connect with School of Business, Teachers College, share it out with the town. And we've got about four schools now in a cycle like this, and we're trying to see what we can do and also be mindful that there's only so many host families in the town. So,
okay, so the need for the host families, give us the dates specifically, Mark.
Yeah, so like I said, two dates coming up pretty quickly, October 3rd through October 11th, and then another group's coming October 15th through October 21st. We've got if you do have information, have some questions, or want to sign up, we've got a phone number and email for you.
Okay.
So phone number 620-341-5376. Ask for Jess Brinkman.
Okay.
And her email, I'll read it. I know it's a lot of letters to read out, but jmccaulus@emporia.edu.
Yeah, it could be quite an experience, quite a positive experience.
I think so, yeah. Like I said, most families are really eager, and they sign up again time after time.
Yeah, so that's the good. Reviews have been good, huh?
From mm-hmm,
those
very
that
much.
Have done this past, well, good.
Both sides, yeah, from the schools as well.
Well, Mark Daly, Dean of International Education at Emporia State, joining us. And always good to talk to you and get updates on how things are going internationally. We know that's a big part of Emporia State's, and obviously, you know, to keep Emporia State moving forward, this is obviously an area that needs to keep functioning.
Absolutely.
At a high level. And keep up the great work, Mark. Always good to see you.
Thank you. You guys, too. Thanks for having me in.
Mark Thanks,
Daly,
Mark.
Yeah, Dean of International Education. Danish students coming in again Tuesday, October 3rd through Wednesday, October 11th. And Group 2, Sunday, October 15th through Saturday, October the 21st. It's 8:58. Good morning.
Hostess Brands is seeking a wrapper technician for their facility in Emporia. This individual would be responsible for machines.